Boker Tov, good morning, Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf He. We are on page 5. We left off at the bottom of page 4b, Dalet Amud Bet, about 10 lines on the bottom at the Mishnah. Today's daf should be for the Refuah, Shalom Abad Chalim. ובכללם חמדם רחם וחם וז'ן, אלמי חנוכה ונפקס הרבן מניר שלום המסר היפה ודברן ונפקם ודחם ונפקם 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 יפה בן מרים, יהודה בן יפה, חיי עשה, וזכר ברכה, וכנה, שמחה, בן מלכה, בן ירמד, חביזה, בן מלכה, בן ירמד, בן ירמד, בן ירמד, בן ברכה. דן בן אסר, שכמוני הכל שבן מרד, בן ירמד, בן יפה, יוסף בן ירמד, בן ירמד, בן ירמד, יוסף בן יפה, דן ירמד, נרסה, בן ירמד, 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 בן Okay, bottom of the page on 4b, it starts with the word Tanan. It's the last word on the line. Tanan. The Mishnah. The Mishnah says, we said in our Mishnah, Rabban Shimon Megamliel Omer, Afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia. Even if somebody is going from one hegmonia to another hegmonia, meaning one place that has a ruler to another place that has a ruler, we're going to explain, he still has to say the declaration. It was written and signed in front of me. Ve'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ir achat hayita be'eretz Yisrael, v'asasiyot shema. There was a place, a city in Eretz Yisrael that was called Asasiyot. There's a different version. Some say it was Asasiyon. V'hayu v'ashnei hegmoniyot. Shayu makbidin ze alze. And there were two rulers who were strict on one another. What were they strict on? So Rashi says they were strict that the people from each of their cities should not go to the other person's city. But they were in Eretz Yisrael. That's why they needed to say that even from one hegmonia to another, you still have to say b'fanai nichtav. So what do you see? L'rava nicha. According to Rava, that makes sense because they're not going from one city to another. So maybe if a get comes from one city to the other, these people don't know who the witnesses are written on the get who are written in this city. Okay, that makes sense according to Rava. But l'rava kasha. According to Rava, who said that no. In Israel, they write it for the sake of the woman. They're Talmidei Chachamim, Bnei Torah. So we're not worried. Over here, this is in Eretz Yisrael, so why are we worried over here? So the Gemara answers, and this is the first time we're seeing such an answer, Rabba Itle Derava. Rabba, who held that the reason why the person from outside of Israel brings the get into Israel has to say B'fanai Nichtav, is because they don't write it Lishma. So we need him to say that they wrote it Lishma. Rabba actually also holds of the opinion of Rava. Rava was of the opinion that the reason why he has to say B'fanai Nichtav is to make sure that the people know who the witnesses were on the document and confirm the witnesses. Yeah. So Rava, he's saying, I also agree to the opinion of Rava. I'm not disagreeing with his opinion. And so therefore he is going like the opinion of Rava. But if that's the case, Elamai Beinayu, then what's the difference between Rava and Rava? So the Gemara says, Ika Beinayu, the Atyua Beitrei, Inami Beotami Dinabi Midinatayam. The two differences that can come out. Earlier we had three differences. Now we have two differences. It's either if two people brought the get. So if two people brought the get, or like two witnesses, for example, or if it was in that very province in Medinatayam, outside of Israel, in both of those cases, according to Rava, that would be fine, right? Because the witnesses, they know. Right, two witnesses that are coming and bringing it, they're aware of who the witnesses are on the get. Or if you have in the same province, then the people of that town probably know who the witnesses on the get are. Whereas according to Rabbah, that would be difficult, that would be a problem. So this would be the difference between these two opinions, because this is not in, this is from outside of Israel to Israel, so Rabbah would say that would be a problem. Okay, Tanan, the Mishnah says, Hamevi get mevidinat hayam. If someone brings a divorce from outside of Israel, ve'eino yachol lomar b'fanai nichtav b'fanai nichtav, and he's not able to say it was written and signed in front of me. We're going to see why. Im yesh alav edim itkayem bechotmav. If there are witnesses on the get, he can fulfill it through the witnesses. Ve'havenan ba, and we dive into this. Mai ve'eino yachol lomar. What does it mean? And he can't say it was written and signed in front of me. So flipping the amud, the Gemara says ilema cheresh. Maybe it's talking about a deaf-mute person that can't say it was written in front of me. Cheresh bar aituya gitahu. Can a deaf-mute person be the one to bring the divorce, bring the get? V'atznan, we have a Mishnah. Hakol kesherim lahavit aget chutz mecheresh otevek katan. Everyone is able to bring the get, except for a deaf-mute, a person who's not 100%, or a child. They're not kasher. How can you say he's allowed over here? V'amar Rav Yosef, hacha v'mayaskin, and what are we dealing with here? Kegon shenatanola keshu pikeach, ולא הספיק לומר, בפני נכתב, בפני נכתם, עד שנתחרש. He gave the get to the woman, as a shaliach, he gave it to her, while he was still perfectly fine. And then after he gave it to her, he became a cheresh, he became deaf mute. And he wasn't able to say, it was written and signed in front of me. So in that type of case, a very minute type of case, we rely on the witnesses signed on the document. L'rava nicha, l'rava kasha. So the Gemara says, according to Rava, that makes sense, because we know the witnesses. According to Rabba, that's difficult because it's from outside of Israel to Israel. How can you rely on the witnesses? They're not baki. They're not affluent to write it for the sake of the woman. So the Gemara says, "Hacha b'maya askin." And what are we dealing with here? The achar shelamdu. This is talking about after they actually learned. Rashi says, "De ba'ei lishma." After, in America, finally they learned that you're supposed to write the get for the sake of this woman. So once they learn, then there's no problem anymore. We're not worried for his Rabba's reason anymore. So the Gemara says, "Yachi yachol nami." So if that's the case, then even if the guy who is a deaf mute, even if he could say "Vifanai nichtav," why does he need to say it? Either way, they already learned, so we should rely on the fact that in America, outside of Israel, they know to write it for the sake of the woman. So the Gemara says, "Gezera shema yachazor davar lekilkulo." This is important. It's a decree that was made lest the people end up forgetting what they learn and come back to messing up again, not writing for the sake of the woman. So he was afraid, he made a gezerah, so he said, if you're able to say it, you should say it. If not, we'll rely on the witnesses after they learned. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, eino yachol nami. Then even in a case with a cheresh, a deaf-mute person, who can't say, b'fanai nichtav, why don't we say this decree? That maybe they're going to come, lest they come back to forget the laws and not write it for the sake of the woman. Why don't we say that decree also? So the Gemara says, pikeach nicharesh milta delo shachicha. Umilta delo shachicha lo gazur b'rabanan. A person who is perfectly fine, and then a minute later he becomes a deaf-mute person, is something very non-common. And so the Chachamim did not make a decree on something that wasn't common. They only made the decrees on common things, on very common things.
Does he get kashir, even if he didn't say
it? Right. If he can't say it, then it's fine, we rely on the witnesses. But the Gemara says, "Vaha isha delo shechicha," a woman bringing her own get, is not very common. Utnan, it was taught in Mishnah. We're going to see this Mishnah later on. Ha'isha atzmam if yagita. A woman herself can bring her own get. Uvilvad shetzichah lomar b'fanai nichtav b'fanai nichtam. As long as she says that it was written and signed in front of me. So what do you see? She has to say it was written and signed in front of me. We just said, by the case of the cheresh, it's not common, the deaf mute. He doesn't have to say that. He's not able to say that. She has to say that. Why? Why are you differentiating? So the Gemara says, the difference is, shelo tachalok b'shlichut. The difference is, we don't want to differentiate by any messengers. All messengers have to come and say, b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. Rashi says, okay, so what's the difference between her and the deaf-mute person? Rashi says, shinuyahu, lo chalku chachamim b'shaliach shaliach, aval ha'de'enu yachol lav chiluku. The cheresh, the guy who's deaf-mute, he's not a shaliach, he's not able to say the words that was written and signed in front of me. He's deaf-mute. But this woman, she's a shaliach, she's able to say it, so she must say it. But now the Gemara brings another question. Yachi baal nami. Even if the husband is bringing the get, Allah matanya, hu atzmo sheyavi gito in tzarich lomar b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam. Why does it say that if he is bringing his own get, he doesn't have to say it was written and signed in front of me, but he's being the shaliach for the get? So the Gemara says, ta'ama mai amur abanan tzarich lomar b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam. Why did the chachamim require the messenger to say that it was written and signed in front of me? Dilma ate baal umar upasilei. Maybe the husband will come in the middle and say, "Ah, I didn't write this get. What is this? Where is it from?" And so, therefore, hashta min kad nakit lebiade. Over here, we're not worried about that because the husband himself is bringing the get. Ve'aruri kamarale. What, he's going to come and now make a fuss? Oh, I didn't write it. You're bringing the get. How could you not be the one that, you know, that had something to do with it? He's like, oh yeah, this get just happened to be in my hands. No, you were the one who wrote it, so we're not worried about such a case like that. And therefore, he the husband himself doesn't need to say it was written and signed in front of me, but every other messenger needs to say that. Tashema, come and listen. Shmuel asked a question to Rav Huna. Shnaim shevi get me dinat hayam. If two people brought a divorce from outside of Israel, tzrichin sheyomru b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtam o ein tzrichin. Do they need to say it was signed and written in front of us or not? Amar le ein tzrichin. Shmuel said. So he said. Rav Huna said they don't need to. They don't need to say that. Uma ilu yomru b'faneinu gerishar milo mehemne. If let's say they came and said, two witnesses came and said that she got a divorce in front of us. We saw the divorce. They wouldn't be believed. They are believed. So these are two witnesses coming and bringing the get. We can trust them because they're two witnesses. So the Gemara says, L'Rava, nicha l'Rava kashya. Again, according to Rava, this makes sense, because we have the witnesses. According to Rava, it's from outside of Israel, so how can we rely on this? So what was the answer we brought earlier? L'achar hachamamaya. Skinan, what are we dealing with? L'achar shelamdu. They already learned. This is talking about after the time that outside of Israel they learned the laws, and you have to write it for the sake of the woman. Yachi, if that's the case, chad nami. So even if it was one witness, why does it need to be two witnesses? So the Gemara says, by one witness, gezera shema yachzor davar lekilkulo. If it was only one witness, I would have thought, we'll make a decree, lest they'll come back to forget the laws and not write it for the sake of the woman. Two witnesses were lenient. So the Gemara says, yachi beitre nami. Why do you make a difference then? If there are two witnesses, why don't you say the same gezera, the same decree? So the Gemara says, beitre demaitu gita milta dolo shechicha. Milta dolo shechicha lo gazu barabanan. Two people bringing the get is not very common. Usually it's one person, he's a messenger. Two people bring the get, not common, and the Chachamim did not make a decree on something that wasn't common. Very simple. So the Gemara then says, V'hai isha d'lo shechicha. This is exactly a copy-paste of what we just learned. It's just a repeat on this sugya. A woman also bringing her own get is not common. Utznan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Ha'isha atzmat meviyah gita. A woman herself brings her divorce. Uvilvad shehi tzricha lomar b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. What she needs to say, it was written and signed in front of me. So what do you see? She still needs to say it, even though it's not common. So it's different than what we just learned. So the Gemara says, "Shelo tachlok v'shlichud." It's coming to teach us that you don't make any distinctions with the messenger. Every messenger has to say that it was signed and written in front of me. Iyachi, if that's the case, ba'al nami, even the husband should say it. Alama tanya hu atzmo shavi gito inot tzarich lomar b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. Why, if he brings his own get, he doesn't have to say it was written and signed in front of me? Why did the Chachamim require us to say this phrase that was written in front of me? Same thing as before, because maybe the husband will come in the middle and say, "Ah, I didn't write this get. This is forgery. What's going on here?" But hashta, in this case, he is carrying the get himself. The husband is bringing the get himself. So would we be worried that he's going to come and make a fuss? No, he's bringing it himself, so therefore we would not worry. But every other person who's a messenger would need to say, it was written and signed in front of me. Only if it was two, you wouldn't need to say. After they learned. Tashma, come and listen again. Hamevi get memedinat hayam. If someone is bringing a divorce from outside of Israel, untanola, and he gives it to her, v'lo amar, and he doesn't say, the Girsa takes this word out, v'lo amar b'fanai nichtav u'fanai nichtam, and he doesn't say it was written and signed in front of me, im nitkayem echotmav kasher, if it can be fulfilled through its witnesses signed on the document, then it's kasher. V'im lav pasul, and if not, then it's pasul. Heve lo hu tzirchu lomar b'fanai nichtav u'fanai nichtam le'achmir aleya ela le'hakel aleya. So you see from here that they didn't need to say it was written and signed in front of me to be strict on the woman, rather to be lenient for the woman. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Klomar emor me'ata lo atzrichu lomar b'fanai nechtav la'achmir dechi mekuyam nitzrchei ela la'hakel." It's coming to be lenient. The lo matzrchinan le litreis ha'adei acharine. You don't need to have two other witnesses. That's what it's trying to say. It's trying to be lenient on her that she wouldn't need to bring another two witnesses in order for that divorce to take effect. So what do you see from here? Le'rava nicha. According to Rava, this works, because you know the witnesses. According to Rava, it doesn't work. It's coming from outside of Israel. So what's the same answer as before? What are we dealing with? It's talking about after they learned in America that you have to write it for the sake of the woman. The Gemara says, but you said we have a decree that they might forget, and forget the laws, they have to write it for the sake of the woman. Why do we make this decree over here? So the Gemara says, Keshen Nisat. We're talking about a case that a woman, she had this type of divorce, she remarried on that type of divorce, and then now they're bringing it up. Okay? So, what do we say now? She already remarried. We're going to ruin everything now? So the Gemara says, no, we're not going to ruin everything, we're going to leave it because she remarried. So we wouldn't use this decree to make them have to, you know, divorce after she remarried. Yachi, if that's the case.
So lechatchila, you can do it. Just bediavad, if she...
Right, bediavad, if she remarried. So the Gemara says, "Yachi, if that's the case, heve lo tzrichu lomar b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam la'achmir aleya la'akel aleya mishum dinisatu." It should have said, "Therefore, we don't need to say it was written and signed in front of me to be strict on her. Rather, it's to be lenient on her. Why? Because she's already remarried." It should have used those words. It didn't use those words. So the Gemara says, "You're right. Let me fix it." Hachi kamar. This is what he meant. V'chitema la'achmir ala ulapka. Maybe I would have thought, let's be strict on the woman who remarried and have her get out of the marriage. That's why it says that no, you don't need to say it was written and signed in front of me to be strict on her. Rather, it's only to be lenient for her. Flipping the amud. Ta'ama mai, what's the reason? Dilma ate bal ma'areru pasilei. Maybe the husband will come and say, I didn't write this. What is this? So hashta bal lo kamarer anan nikum ma'areru ala. The husband himself is not coming and saying anything. She already remarried. So he's not going to come and make a fuss. So we're going to come and make a fuss about it? No, obviously not. And so therefore, that's why we would say that it's okay. And we wouldn't make such a decree in this type of case. Okay? And that same machloket, b'plukta de Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's the same machloket as Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad amar lefisha ein bekein lishma. One says, because they are not affluent in writing it for the sake of the woman. And one of them says, no, there aren't witnesses who can confirm these witnesses. So the Gemara says, Tistayem der Bishua ben Levi, hu da'amar lefishi ein bekiin lishma. Let's try to confirm that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one who says, like Rabbah, that they're not affluent to write it for the sake of the women. We don't know who said what. We're trying to learn out from here and try to figure it out. The Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, ayti gita lekameh der Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba brought a divorce once in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He said to him, he asked him, do I need to say it was written and signed in front of me or not? So Amarle, lo tzrichad, no, you don't need to say it. Lo amru elaket badorot harishonim she'in b'kein lishma. This was only referring to in the earlier generations when they weren't affluent to write it for the sake of the woman. Aval badorot achronim de b'kein lishma lo. But in these generations, the later generations that we are affluent, we learned that you have to write it for the sake of the woman, you don't need to say b'fanai nichtav. What can you see? Tistayim, you can conclude from here that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is of the opinion that it needed to be they needed to be affluent to write it for the sake of the woman.
They were both in Chutz La'aretz. They were both in Babel.
They were both in. I would assume so. I would assume so.
In Israel, there's no question.
Right. Exactly. He's bringing it from Chutz La'aretz to Israel. Yeah, it's a good question. So the Gemara says, "V'tisbera, is that really so? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you don't need to say b'fanai nechtam in the later generations. V'har Rabba idlei de Rava, but Rabba holds of the opinion of Rava. If you remember, what did that mean? Rashi says, "Bayin and lekaimo," and you need to be able to confirm the witnesses. So how can you confirm them? Right? How can you just say you don't need to say that? He holds of Rava also. Ve'od, and not only that, ha amrinan shemay achzor davar lekilkulo. We set a decree lest he comes. They come to mess up again and they forget the laws. They have to write it for the sake of the woman. Why aren't we worried about that? So Ella, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, Inish Acharina Hava Behadeh. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, when he came to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he came with a second person. There were two witnesses. It was him and someone else. V'hadu l'chashiv le'i mishum kvodod Rabbi Shimon. And why didn't it mention the second person? Because they wanted to give honor and respect to Rabbi Shimon. So it didn't mention anyone else. He said, he is the only person there. But really, there was someone else with him, and that's why he didn't need to say, b'fanai nichtav, because there were two people. Itmar, it was stated, Bifnei kama nola. In front of how many people did they have to give it to her? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, machloket. Chad amar bifnei shnayim, v'chad amar bifnei shlosha. One says in front of two people, one says in front of three people. It seems like the halakha is in front of two people. Tistayem de Rabbi Yochanan hu da'amar bifnei shnayim. It seems like we can conclude that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need to give it in front of two people. The Ravin bar Rav Chisa, I take Gita the commander Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin brought a get in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Keep in mind, Rabbi Yochanan was in the previous machloket we just had. It was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi versus Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said the reason is Bakiya Lishma, that they had to know to write it for the sake of the woman. Rabbi Yochanan said no, it's because of you need to be able to confirm the witnesses. Keep that in mind, that's very important. So he came and brought a get in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'amar le zil havle apetre. Go, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, go and give this in front of two people to the girl and say it was written and signed in front of me. So tistayem. So you can conclude from here that his opinion is that it only needs to be said in front of two people and given in front of two people. It only needs to be given in front of two people. So the Gemara says, Lema b'haka mifliki. Let's say the following is the machloket. Deman da'amar b'fnei shnayim. The one who says you can give it in front of two people, which is Rabbi Yochanan, kasavar lefisha ein b'kein lishma. He holds they're not affluent to write it for the sake of the woman. Umanda amar b'fnei shloshan. The one who says no, it needs to be in front of three people, kasavar lefisha ein edim etzin the kaimo. He says it's because there aren't witnesses that can confirm these witnesses on the document. Let's say that is the machloket. Why is that the machloket? So Rashi says lefisha ein b'kein. Hilkach bitrei sagi. If they're not affluent, so you only need two witnesses. The lehevu shahadei. They need to say two witnesses. Come and say befanai nichtav was written in front of us. But ein edim over there, it's to establish a document. And we know from the Gemara Masechet Ketubot, the Gemara says the kiyum shtarot bishlosha, to fulfill a document, you need three people. Okay, so if it was to fulfill the witnesses, you need three. If it's baki lishma, you need two.
Even
so
if
seemingly,
edim,
huh?
If they're not edim, they're shlosha.
Shlosha, right?
Don't have to be edim,
right? They're just three people. They're fulfilling the document, saying, "I know the witnesses aren't signed on this document."
Edim, but the shlosha doesn't have to
be. Right. Okay, so over here we're seeing that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that in baki lishma, and that's why he needs two people. So the Gemara says, "V'tis beraz." Is that really so? If we just learned in the previous case, from the fact that Rabbi Yishov ben Levi said that they're not affluent to write it for the sake of the woman, that means that the opposing opinion was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan amar lefi she'en edim etzirin kaimo. Rabbi Yochanan holds that no, there are no witnesses that can confirm the witnesses signed on the document. And that's why we don't accept without him saying b'fanai nichtav. But this is against what we just said. We just said Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that it's ein bekin lishma. How can Rabbi Yochanan say that all you need to do is write it, have it given in front of two people? No, he holds like the opposing opinion that it needs to be given in front of three people. And not only that, Rabba holds of the opinion of Rabba. And so even if you say that, oh, they're not baki to write it for the sake of the woman, you would only need two. No, but Rabba holds like Rabba that you need to be able to fulfill the document. You need to have three also. So how do you explain that? So Ella, the Kulei Alma, Ba'in and Edim at saying the Kaimo. No, everybody agrees you need to have witnesses that can confirm the witnesses on the document. V'acha b'fnei shnayim, v'acha b'shaliach nasa ed, v'ed nasa dayan kamiflegi. The machloket over here is if a witness can become if a messenger can become the witness, and if a witness can become the judge. That's the machloket. So let's see what it is. Manda amar b'fnei shnayim. The one who says you give it in front of two people, kasavar shaliach naase ed ve'ed naase dayan. He holds the messenger, becomes a witness, and the witness becomes a judge, and he can play a role in those three. So you don't need to have more than two, you have two, and the messenger himself becomes the third. Uman tamar bifnei shlosha, the one who says you need three, kasavar shaliach naase ed ve'en ed naase dayan. He holds the messenger, can become a witness, but a witness cannot become the judge. So you need to have three separate people who are judging the case. Judging the case, saying, okay, we understand, we see that this document is kosher. That would be the machloket over here. The Gemara says, V'ha kaimalan b'drabanan, de'ed nase dayan. But we hold by rabbanans, by rabbinic things, that a witness can become a judge. So why are you saying not? Ela hacha b'hakal mifigi. Rather, the following is the machloket. D'mor savar kevan de'isha kesherah lehavi et aget. Since a woman is kosher to bring her a divorce, zimnin demaiti le iteta v'samche ala. Sometimes the woman is going to bring it, and they're going to mistakenly rely on her, and that's a problem. So that's why he required you to have three. Ve'idach isha mida yada. And the other opinion says isha mida yada v'lo samche ala. No, they know that a woman you're not allowed to rely on her, and so therefore they know they have three judges there, three dayanim, and therefore you don't have to worry about such a case. Tanya Kavadei de Rabbi Yochanan is the Braita, just like Rabbi Yochanan, who we said that he holds that you need to be in front of two people. That was his opinion against Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan was two, Rabbi Chanina was three. So Rabbi Yochanan has a Braita just like him. And we're finished with this. Hamevi get midinat hayam. Someone brings a divorce from outside of Israel. Untanola, and he gives it to her. Velo amar, and he doesn't say befanai nichtav, befanai nichtam, that it was written and signed in front of me. Yotzi vavalad mamzer, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, they brought the divorce, and he didn't say it was written inside in front of me. She remarried and she had a child. That child now is a mamzer. She has to break that marriage. And he's a mamzer. She was never divorced. The chachamim say, no, ain't avalad mamzer. The child is not a mamzer. A mamzer comes from illegal relations through marriage. Forbidden relations through marriage. A man cheating on a woman cheating on her husband, let's say, and then sleeping with another man, having a child. That's a mamzer. So the Gemara says, ketzad yases, what should he do now? He gave it to her without saying b'fanai nichtav. So he says, "Yitlenu himena v'yachzor v'yitenena la v'yitenenu la b'fnei shnayim." He says he takes it back from her and he gives it back to her in front of how many witnesses? How many people? There's two people. This is according to Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, this supports Rabbi Yochanan. It says it needs to be in front of two people. V'yomar b'fanai nichtav b'fanai nichtav, and he says it was written and signed in front of me. This is the support for the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Just to continue, now it's on a tangent, so it's going to continue the tangent. Rabbi Meir. Mishum de lo amar befanai nechtav, befanai nechtam yotzi v'avadat mamzer. What? Rabbi Meir. He didn't say the words that was written and signed in front of me, so that's it. The remarriage is all batel, and the child she had from the new marriage is mamzer. You're going to go to such an extreme? Gemara says, in. Yes, I'm going to go to that extreme. Rabbi Meir letame, Rabbi Meir goes according to his opinion. Da amar Rabbi Nuna, mishmei de ula. Omer haya Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say, anybody who changes the regular way that gitin would work, the regular, the simple explanation, the mint of the coin, you change the way the version of how we usually do gitin divorces, it continues, it's completely batel. The remarriage she does is completely nullified, and if she had a child with that person, it's a mamzer. She was never divorced. Rabbi Meir says, you have to keep to the laws of exactly how we designed the gitin. You changed it. You didn't say b'fanai nichtav. Everything is garbage. Okay, we stopped there for today. A quick 1-minute recap. We started the daf by discussing the different cases of, let's say, someone is not able to say b'fanai nichtav. What happens? We can rely on the witnesses. That's what we brought. And then we said that's only someone who can't say it. But anyone who's a shaliach, like even the woman herself who brings her get, she has to say b'fanai nichtav, b'fanai nichtav. The second part of the daf was, if let's say the two people bring a get from outside of Israel, they don't have to say it. Why? Because they're two. If it was one, we'd make a gezerah. They made a gezerah, even though they started learning outside of Israel these laws, you have to write it for the sake of the woman. If it was only one, they made a gezerah. Maybe they'll forget the laws, and therefore by one witness, we made such a decree. As we got to Amud Bet, we said this machloka was the same machloka as Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein baki'in lishma. Sorry, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says they are not affluent to write it for the sake of the woman. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's because there are no witnesses who can confirm the witnesses on the document. And then, as the final part of the daf, we got into the case of, if let's say you had which was really in the supportive opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, we were trying to prove, the final machloket was between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, that how many people need to be there when you give the get in front of her? Two or three? Rabbi Yochanan says two. And Rabbi Chanina says three, and we brought a support for the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Baruch Adonai L'olam. Amen.